Shit, Politics in the Holy Land, episode number 1. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Ken. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic. David Third kills career in Hapoel Tel Aviv. Ken Chavez is brought to you by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. Hapoel Jerusalem is one of the most successful clubs in the history of Israeli top-flight football. The club is currently managed by coach Simon Pianigiani and is in its third year of existence and its second season in Israel. He signed a two-year contract with the team on Monday and sold his stake in the club as part of the deal to play. Tom Chambers ended his playing career at Hapoel Jerusalem last season after a successful spell with New York City FC. Stoudemire played two seasons for a club he partly owned in Israel, FC Tel Aviv. Last week, Stoudemire told ESPN's Paul Coro that he wants to play for the Suns next season. With the Phoenix Suns playing their first home game ever at Talking Stick Resort Arena, the 2015-16 campaign is sure to provide plenty of exciting moments. The venue remains one of the most accessible in the league, as it can be accessed from the Talking Stick entrance on the left side of downtown Phoenix. To continue to provide the best professional working environment, please follow the following guidelines for the Phoenix Suns and all of our employees. He signed a one-day contract with New York on Tuesday, officially ended his career with the team and signed a two-year, $3.5 million contract extension with Phoenix. The Suns drafted Stoudemire with the 9th overall pick in the 2002 draft, but didn't sign him until the 2009-10 season. He had the best season of his career in Phoenix and went to the Knicks for the 2010-11 season, his first full season in New York. The 6'2", 225-pound center played the first 8 seasons of his career with Phoenix, averaging 14.5 points, 6.2 rebounds and 2.7 assists per game. In his rookie season with the Raptors, he played a total of 83 minutes in the second half of the regular season against the New York Knicks and the Toronto Raptors. He led his team to the league title, won the MVP trophy and helped Bros Basket to the championship in 2012. He led the team in regular season scoring 18.5 points per game and assists 7.2 per game and also won the finals MVP title. In his first season in Ukraine, he became Ukrainian Super League Player of the Year All-Star in his rookie season with the KHL's Continental Basketball League (KBL). He scored a career-high 15 points in the first half of the game against the New York Knicks on November 14, 2012. He made his first start for the team against New Orleans on December 1, 2013, and posted 18 points, 7 rebounds and 4 assists in the win over the Pelicans. In his second season with the Hawks, Tucker made a start in all 4 of the team's first 5 regular season games, starting in 3 of them, January 3, 2014, February 4, 2015 and January 6, 2016. He was placed on the bench for the first time during the 2012-13 season, but returned in time for the start of the regular season. Stoudemire also wrote a story in the Players' Tribune on Monday in which he spoke about his decision to play in Israel. Stoudemire is a 14-year NBA veteran originally drafted by the Phoenix Suns in the first round, 14th overall, of the 2004 NBA draft and went on to play 8 seasons with the team. He signed with the New York Knicks in 2010 and played one season there before ending his NBA career with the Miami Heat. He was a member of the U.S.'s national team at the 2008 Summer League and also performed well at the FIBA World Cup of Basketball in 2010 and 2012. Third Kill was selected by the Phoenix Suns in the first round of the NBA draft and played 5 seasons with the team, first as a member of the first and then the second team. He was twice named to the All-Team, the MVC's second team, and was in the right place at the right time in 1986, when he averaged 3.3 points off the bench for the Boston Celtics and earned an NBA championship ring. Mitchell and Anderson are the only players besides him on the roster with at least one NBA title to their name. When the university celebrated Bradley's 100th birthday in 2002, he tried to reach third kill. Tucker attended the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and the U.S. Naval Academy before playing college basketball at the United States Naval Air Force Academy in San Antonio, Texas, and then attended Texas A&M University in Fort Worth, Texas, to play college basketball. He scored 1,169 points in his career, including a career-high 594 in the 2005-06 season, and also had 170 assists, including 107 in 2005-06. He also has 170 assists, including 107 from 2005-06, during his career, as well as a total of 543 points. Thank you all for joining us again on Holy Shit, Politics in the Holy Land. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast, and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it. They will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go.